Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget.
Many times when ladies are considering a marriage proposal, they begin to ask questions like, I'm more educated than this man, should I marry him? My goal at this point is to tell you what I think you should do, especially as regards marrying a man you are more educated than. I'd like to start by helping you see first the power of education in a man's life. Education generally, when done properly, will most certainly transform a man's manner of thinking. Yes, education doesn't leave you the same way. That is why there are things somebody will do, and you know the comment that we passed about it, this man is behaving like he didn't go to school. Education is not about your certificate. It's not about the number of years you spend in school. It's about the fact that the kind of lifestyle that is expected of you. And when you leave anything short of that, what happens is that you are deemed uneducated.
Now, having said what education can do in the life of a man, the next thing I want you to bear in mind is this. When a man's mind has been widened, when he has been stuffed with knowledge, his decision-making cannot be the same thing with one who does not have the same education. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is no way you expect a man who has been educated, whose way of thinking, whose opinion of about life has been refined, whose opinion about life has been modified by a lot of exposures and readings and thinkings as well, to still think, act, and behave exactly the same way with someone who doesn't have the same exposure. It's because of this power or this impact of education in a man's life, the issue of checking, should I marry someone I'm more educated than, comes up in marriage. You are not very likely to reach the same decision with a man that thinks, acts, and sees things exactly different from you. Let me try and give an example. You are trying to make a decision of where do I send my children to. Your basis for choices or your decision is, this child needs to be grown to be independent. This child needs to be grown to be confident. This child needs to read to be on his own. These are things going on in your mind. For maybe your husband, all he's just thinking is that, let it not be that I will go to work and they will say, where is your child going to school? And I said he's going to this secondary school. He's trying to meet up with the way his society thinks. He's trying to make sure that his society doesn't see him as a different person. His society doesn't see him as he doesn't have money, or he's not sending his children to the B school. If that is the basis for the reasoning of your husband, who obviously is not educated, and you are thinking in the light of how do we ensure that this child did not only go to school for 6 years, but gets groomed properly, that he becomes independent, confident, and can stand anywhere to defend what he learned, you will not be able to reach the same decision on that matter. That is just an example, but there are many other examples of choices you have to make. And of course, in marriage, before you make a choice, it involves both the man and the woman. And the reality of life is this. In your own case as a woman, you don't have the final say. You can just give suggestions. The man decides, okay, having heard this, I now rule that this family shall henceforth do this. You understand what I'm saying? Of course, you don't have the final say, and you are meant to be submissive to your husband. It does not make sense, therefore, to get married to a man that you know that the way he's going to lead you is not something you can submit to. Not because you don't want to submit, but because you have found that this man, the way he thinks, will lead us into a pit. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense on your own part to say, I'm going to marry the man after he has money, he say he loves me. You see, there is more to this marriage matter than getting love, than being loved or having money. I'm telling you this because when I see people who are married and are complaining, when I see people who are married and are bitter, when I see people who are married and are in bondage, I see more reason why you and I should be more careful in making a choice of who we marry. Even me as a guy, I can't marry a lady that the way she thinks is the kind of thing that will be dragging me backwards when I'm trying to make a decision that will move us forward. The point I'm trying to make to you clearly is this. When it comes to the matter of should I marry a man who I'm more educated than, what you should check is this. Our difference in education, does it result in difficulty in arriving at a choice
arriving at a decision, or does it make us to see things all the time from different angles? If that is the case, then my sister, that's a red flag. However, there are times you have PhD and the man that wants to marry does not even have any certificate. He didn't finish secondary school, or he managed to finish secondary school. And in your own case, you have PhD. However, he settled down to study through what is called personal development. He developed his brain capacity beyond even a university graduate. He developed his brain capacity to be able to even lead multinational. That's the case of people like Bill Gates and like that stopped at some point in the course of their education. He settled down to learn, he settled down to read and widen his thinking. And of course, he had exposure to people who are very intelligent, who are smart, who made him think, who made him subject his brain to work. And by the virtue of those exposures, he became a better person. For a man like that, you cannot call him uneducated. As a matter of fact, all you have is that you have a certificate, but he does not have one. But as for education, you have similar education, or he may even have superior education than you. Therefore, don't just look at it that, oh, I'm a graduate, the man is not a graduate. I have a PhD, the man didn't finish secondary school. That is not what is being considered. What is being considered on this matter is, what is the difference in your thinking, in your brain capacity and your mindset? How does the difference impact into your life? How does the difference impact in your decision making? How does the difference impact in the choices you have to make to move your children forward? How does the choice differences affect in the, how does it impact in the choice you have to make to move your family business forward? How does it affect the way he treats you? Men who are not educated, many times they do not understand properly how women should be treated. They still treat women the way their village people treat women. And a lot of times, some of those primitive village men and women are treated as the wrong ways to treat women. Now, there are times you find a man who is even a graduate, yet he thinks in the same fashion. It's not about being a graduate. Being a graduate doesn't make a man free of primitive cultural values and cultural orientation that makes a man subject a woman as if a woman is a lower being that has to be suppressed. It's not about education. It's about a man's manner of thinking based on the kind of exposures he has given to himself. The point I'm trying to help you see is this. The issue of your marriage, education, and the man you want to marry comes up only if the difference in his education makes arriving at a common decision or even being able to approach issues in a similar fashion difficult for two of you. If that is the case, you have to check whether you are ready to go into that kind of thing and live the rest of your life in that kind of a marriage arrangement. If not, you have to withdraw and find somebody you have the same level of reasoning so that two of you can be on the same frequency. I can't be reading on base 10 and my wife is reading on base 2 and we'll say we're trying to arrive at a decision. For me, this thing I'm talking about is very important. My reason is that if my wife doesn't see things clearly based on my explanation, and I said this is what we have to do, and she's telling me, no, my children will not go to that school. It will not look as if they don't have money. I said, my wife, well, it's not about what they say. It's about the well-being of these children and proper education for them. Now, if she thinks that way, I'll disregard her and do what has to be done. We'll have another decision to make tomorrow. She says something like that, I disregard her again. The next thing she's going to say is that my husband doesn't listen to me. She doesn't listen to me. And here's the problem. She will now withdraw even things she will say I will listen to. She wouldn't take them. And in that situation, it does not make any sense. That is why she either comes up, like she has to subject herself to plenty reading and learning so we can be on the same page, or we don't have any business getting married. Otherwise, she will continuously say, for instance, to you that you are not submissive, that too much book is disturbing you. You know, people say things like that. Men who refuse to develop themselves, they will say that too much book is disturbing a woman that choose to learn and develop herself. I don't think it's good to suppress yourself, suppress your abilities and skills just because you are trying to subject yourself or submit to a man. If you think you can submit to a man because of difference in your education, which obviously affects the way you see life, my sister, you have to check out of that courtship, check out of that relationship, and please find people who are on the same level with you. Of course, I do not mean you should go around and find. Wait until people who are on the same level with you come to find you. But there are also times where you can help the man grow. I mean, as a woman, you have a lot of power over your husband. That power is to influence him to start reading. Encourage him to read, give him materials to read, give him books to read, forward WhatsApp messages to him so that he will read and learn what you learn. That way, two of you can be on the same page. And then, of course, the difference in education will be cleared over time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project World, a human capacity development platform. with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access calls of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brojid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @brojidworld.